your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you, Hope College. Thank you. It is so good to be here and so good to return to the word of the Lord to us in 1 Timothy. It's been a little while. We had alumni say so and everything, but if you can find Timothy, it's towards the back of the book. I think we have the page number up here. Open your Bibles or your phones, and let's hear the word of this Lord. Paul has been teaching and advising our young pastor Timothy about how to care for his people. Paul has recommended lots having to do with theology and doctrine, and in our text today, he's getting down to what I think of as some family business. Not quite as lofty as theology or doctrine, but so important. So let's hear the word of the Lord. 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 through 8. Do not speak harshly to an older man, but speak to him as to a father, to younger men as brothers, to older women as mothers, to younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. Honor widows who are really widows. If a widow has children or grandchildren, they should first learn their religious duty to their own family and make some repayment to their parents, for this is pleasing in God's sight. The real widow, left alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives. Give these commands as well, so they may be above reproach. And whoever does not provide for relatives, and especially for family members, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. This is the word of the Lord. One of the most radical and beautiful claims of the gospel is that when we come to know the risen Lord, when we come to believe that Jesus Christ lived and died and rose for the sake of the whole world and for the sake of me, when we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts and are saved, then we are united to Christ. He and me and I and him. And then, lo and behold, we are united, joined to one another, to all those who belong to Christ. We call this church. We call this family. Jesus talked about this early in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus was at home one day teaching the crowd, and his mother and his brothers show up. Your mother and brothers are outside, Jesus. They're asking for you. And Jesus replies here rather oddly, well, who are my mother and brothers? Now, I remember when I first heard this that I thought, Jesus had lost his memory? Or even worse, that, I don't know, he was dissing his own mother and brothers? But that was not the case. Jesus was teaching about family, about the renewed family of God come to life in him, the Messiah. And so that day he pointed to those in the crowd, and he said, here they are. Here's my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Whoever does the will of God is family. I remember my first year in Holland, Michigan, and I don't mind telling you that apart from the year that our son got sick, it was the hardest year of my life. I had just married the man of my dreams. But marriage was not at all like the romantic comedies portrayed it to be. Ugh, those were lies, lies. My nearest family was more than 500 miles away. I had no friends, no job, no prospects of a job. And that man of my dreams, he's kind of hard to live with. Thankfully, the one thing I had going for me was a church.
And somewhere towards the end of that year, my husband and I submitted to an all-church retreat at beautiful Camp Tall Turf. Beautiful. The theme for that weekend was family. And our text, I remember so clearly, was Psalm 68:6. God sets the lonely in families. He is father of the fatherless, defender of widows. God leads out the prisoners in singing, and God sets the lonely in families. And that weekend, our wonderful pastor led us through prayer and worship and discussion, and we played games together in order to find and be who Christ had created us to be, family, family. I was lonely, and that word and that weekend was a balm to my soul. Friends, today, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then this very morning we here are family, family. You turn to the person on your right and say, hi, sister, hi, brother, hi, mother, hi, father. Now turn to the person on your left and say the same thing. I'm so glad there are some mothers and fathers here as well. Welcome. Friends, in Christ, we are family. Paul loves to say the household of God. And we all are faced with the task of living together as family. That means in good times and bad, in agreement, in disagreement, in joys, in tensions, in the exciting moments and in the boring moments. And friends, how we do this is so important because the world is watching. And the truth is that many are turned toward or turned away from the gospel by what they see in us, the family of God. So, how do we together shine the light of Christ as family? Well, that's what Paul's talking about here. He has some very practical, very everyday advice for Timothy and for his congregation. First, a simple reminder about our words. We are not to speak harshly. We should speak to one another, especially when the subject is difficult, with gentleness, with reverence. Think about how you might speak to your own beloved father or mother or even grandmother or grandfather. You wouldn't dream of reaming them, him or her out in a way that is cruel or belittling. Not if you truly love and respect them. So speak to the family, all the family, in this same manner. Then there is this problem of widows and how to care for them physically, spiritually, financially. Now, in the ancient world, and for many today, there are no more vulnerable or destitute than widows. The psalmist declared, right, that God is the defender of widows. And so it should come as no surprise to us, God's family, that we have been commissioned to care for those fragile mothers and sisters. Now, I know you're young. You may not even have any widows in your acquaintance. And when we start talking about things like caring for widows, it can be pretty abstract. Or we can feel like it's someone else's job. But I gotta tell you that one of the most beautiful pictures of widow care I have seen had to do with people your age. A couple had just joined a church that I was in previously. They were 22, they were fresh out of college, newly married, and they felt a call not just to show up on Sunday mornings, but to really get involved in the congregation. And so they met with our pastor, and he talked through some options. And then he told me in a moment of Holy Spirit clarity, he said, "How about I pair you up with Dave, an 80-year-old widower? His finances are meager. His body is failing. His mobility is limited. But the joy of the Lord is yet in him. And he is faithful and prayerful. He's the real deal. And I think he would be a good mentor to you, a good friend. And I think he would like your company, too." Well, I gotta tell you, that was a match made in heaven. Pretty soon, this young couple and old Dave were inseparable. They sat next to each other every Sunday morning, and during the fellowship hour, they would chat in the corner and giggle over coffee and cookies. They visited each other's homes, and they went out on outings, and they met at Wednesday night meals. They helped Dave wield his walker and eventually pushed him around in his wheelchair. And until the day that Dave died, they witnessed that God sets the lonely in families. God sets the lonely in families. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, God bless you today. Amen.